Well, I'll take two first.
What we have in mind, actually, here is, as John has told you, I don't know the situation in terms of the appointment. To be quite direct about it, I mean, we want, as I said, a meeting of the Black Administration Appointments. We want good representation from the whole community. Second, in a very different sense, also the representation from women. Now, you happen to have an interesting combination. However, I think you should know that as far as you are concerned, I'm a little sportsman. I'm going to get a branch of
the change my mind and go.
Sure. He makes a good coffee. You get her called on this story, yes. How do you like the
yeah.
Anyway, he brings the fact that you, I'm not sure if you remember Brock Jackie Robinson, not in Montreal, but the doctors, he said he's going to be a person. I really like him 5 years ago for the Monarch World Series. See, you have a team, you know, like the real team. But that means it's not a team of all these funny players. But he said, when the first man comes, he's got to be the best. He's got to be some sort of people that say, we just didn't want to keep us. I often thought, it's too bad Satchel paid, but what we would like for you to do is to go to the Solicitor General's office, or if you want to, read the visual feedback of the attorney. Is that right?
Right.
Or will that be the Solicitor General? Probably, where he lists out his deals and how he gets along with the court. He's a very able man, and you probably know him.
I know, I did, yeah, I've never met him. He comes to the University of Chicago, right?
Yeah, and not teaches at Yale. Then he came, and then you will become a deputy to the Solicitor General. Now, right, candidly, what I want to do is to have you have the experience of working in the Solicitor General's office and arguing cases. I say arguing, hearing the Supreme Court in that capacity.
Yeah.
Bart will know that. Bart is to be told that as well. We have that told.
Yes, sir.
Bart understands that. Then, as an appointment to the court, some court opens, we will take a look at it. And depending upon what you're doing at the time, and we want to consider you for that appointment.
Oh.
Now, the way you should, however, say, or the way you should conduct this, you should never indicate to anybody that was something that you were promised in the pipeline. So just let me say it would be done. The point is, the reason you shouldn't say it is that they'll say, well, you wouldn't have taken this job unless you had offered this or that.
Well, they
matter of fact, Bork, he probably had taken this job with the idea of the end of the road for him. That said, in your case, I think you're highly qualified. I think you would be a great asset to the court. We don't have at the present time an appointment that I consider one that you really ought to be the right one for you to take. And also, while you have had a significant amount of practice, what we would like to do, John, is to move her, if we could, first step to an appeals court rather than to a tribal court, see what I mean. Because you are very young by my standards. You start at the trial court, it takes a long time to go up to the district court.
I have had considerable appellate experience.
I saw her. But you see, she's had all that experience, but you know, and I know she's been to the district court and so forth. Now, various things you can open up. There's the court here, the district court, obviously. I'm afraid it'll live forever. Then there's, of course, I don't know what else you've got, John, on that day. I've spoken to you about that, the fact that we want to be the first administration to appoint an appointment in the Senate. Did you know that there has never been a federal court judge, Negro, appointed in the Senate?
Yes, I do.
Never. I didn't know that. But the reason is the Southern Senator. I had to do it. But
you run into an interesting situation. I had a little checking recently on that. You know, the Bar Association is a problem.
Well, yes. The expression, the Bar Association is going to be right in its canon.
That's a bullet you have to fight when we get a proper nominee.
That's where blacks are concerned. You don't have a problem with you.
You're not members.
No, only
the American part.
Yes.
You're a member.
Yes. But I would say that the blacks are not as well known as they are in the American part because they aren't within the system. They don't move up.
Well, and in the South, apparently, it's a closed corporation.
We're going to buy a bullet. They're going to have to take it. But my point is, we've got to have names. But you couldn't appoint her to say that circuit, that one that has the lousy court, the one down there in that circuit.
Well, I suppose technically you could, although
you got to live there, but
you've got a lot of china broken when you point outside your own circuit.
Yeah. Oh, then
yeah,
east of the
Mall. Well, see, that's it.
Yeah. Although, let me say, when we made this appointment, I think I can solve the east one. I just have to tell them, and don't you think so?
I think you're a
particularly candidate. It's going to be done.
Yeah.
And
not
be responsible for blocking.
Well, I don't think we're going to have a problem.
Not with you,
that's concerned. But if you find a worthy black attorney in to appoint a black judge in the South, you're going to have to call Haruska and Eastland and say, look, we're going to have to go without the Bar Association on this, and you got to help me. Because otherwise, we'll never get it. And I think Eastland will be all right. I think you'll go to,
One in North Carolina, I suppose.
Yes, and that's what we run into there. See, the Bar Association has,
they're not standing at this hand, another woman, but, basically, the problem is that we get into the higher, we get into the age factors, and we get so many men that might be qualified, or either doing some of it, or they are, they're too old. And, there's one very outstanding woman that's been recommended to us.
But she's too old.
No, she's the right age.
No.
But she's from North Carolina. And that state, I think we did well.
I'm running into a lot of reluctance on the part of the Justice Department to recommend her because they came to run the Bar Association.
What is that? Isn't that something?
Well, the American Bar should not be.
It's the American Bar, and all the local is the state bar. And that's a new one on me. I just hadn't even thought that we might just have a problem.
Well, I would say a few years back, we even had that problem with the Chicago Bar. It's come a long way. But what I wanted to say is that I think you're so wise in giving me this opportunity to prove or to show that I'm qualified. And then we'd have no opposition, or it would offset criticism.
Otherwise, they say, well, I just went out and picked out this nice person who didn't second in my nomination 6 years. Her father is a loyal Republican, and she has a good record in the bar. A lot of the people say, why her? Because she's black, because she's a woman. Well, those are good reasons. But the point is that you would rather have it the other way.
Oh, yeah.
We also, in other words, it's somewhat similar. I'm not suggesting that where that. We have the Supreme Court, I don't think any of those guys ever die. I mean, they have a reason, but we have no couple that are not great. But what I mean is, like, we took Rehnquist, we took him out of the Office of Legal Counsel. Rehnquist had never sat as a judge, but nobody can question his qualifications, because that's the beauty of the Department of Justice, to get the kind of capacity. From what Ehrlichman tells me, if you're in a solicitor's office, or the Office of Legal Counsel, those positions are considered to be sort of non-political kind of positions, and therefore, they're good, frankly, stepping stones for the bench. So that's what we have in mind.
Well, I
now, how soon will it come?
I was very interested in flattering for me, delighted that you feel I would be an asset.
Tell me this, what does the, this requires, I guess, a full-time position. So I have to move here to Washington. Terrible place to
live. I love Washington, but I come as a visitor, so okay. I don't know.
Well, I say live. I mean, the prices you'll find, you'll think after either Chicago or high. But the thing about Washington property is it's just buy it, it always goes up.
Is that
greatest real estate market in the world.
Greatest in the world.
That'll be your price will be absorbed.
We have a stable account of
what the
government.
The government's a growth industry.
Well, I know already, well, the moment you woke me up, Freddy.
Sorry.
I turned my husband and told him what we discussed in my family's there. So we're kind of aware of the
Tell me, is your husband a lawyer?
Yes, he's a corporation lawyer.
Yeah. Well, what do you do?
He's head of the firm.
Will he stay?
He will have to stay in Chicago temporarily, although he had envisioned opening a branch office in either Washington or New York. But I don't know how this will affect that.
I think Washington would be easier in a way. Well, you can come to Washington. I think becoming a member of the D.C. Bar is a lot easier than becoming a member of the New York Bar, for one thing, as I recall. But that I know you work that out. If he doesn't have anything, you can come to him. He'll understand you're being here for this
purpose. I agree. I'm sure we can work it out. We've worked everything out so far.
Yeah.
And he had no hesitancy the moment I told him about. And even though I told you I had out now, but I was just.
Judge Hoffman. Julius, is that his name? Julius.
But we're good friends.
Well, we understand. Well, we would like to take this assignment and well, and then an extra assignment if you would be helpful in advising Mr. Earl and others here in our White House group on some of the problems we may have. You know, the whole problem of race relations and so forth, something that you have probably overcome. But as you know, it always knows and it's difficult. We want to do the right thing, and nobody knows what the right thing is. But we need the best advice that we can get. You can look at it in perhaps a more judicial way than someone and some others. And I think you can help us a lot. John Irwin, we had him, Len Warren.
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Someday you'll come back, we'll call you judge.
Thank you. Thank you.
Too young.